Hello, everyone. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. It's Friday, May 10th, 2024, and here is your weekly insurance news wrap from around Australia. Starting off with some noteworthy executive news. Club Marine, Australia's prominent recreational boat insurance provider and an Allianz subsidiary, has confirmed Tim Wiles as their permanent chief executive officer. Having played the role of interim CEO since November last year, Wiles is no stranger to Club Marine. In fact, his journey at the firm began back in 2007 as a junior underwriter. Over time, his expertise expanded across underwriting, client services, and product development departments. Following the departure of Karen Tamaipi, this change at the top is seen as a strategic move to maintain the company's stability. Accolades for Wiles are not in short supply, particularly from Janita Wijaya at Allianz Australia, who applauds Wiles' talent for leadership. As a boating enthusiast himself, Wiles now has both his personal passion and professional skills set on bolstering Club Marine's standing in the market. Shifting our focus towards transparency in the strata sector, we look at NetStrata, one of New South Wales' leading strata management companies. Amid mounting concerns regarding undisclosed benefits and substantial insurance brokerage fees, the state government is thoroughly examining the firm. Sparked by an ABC expose, this scrutiny follows the revelation that NetStrata amassed over $21 million in fees from 2015. Stephen Brell, the company's managing director, has consequently stepped down from the Strata Community Association NSW since your initial uproar. In response, NetStrata has committed to working closely with New South Wales Fair Trading and independent consultants McGrath-Nicol to assess their business practices. Stressing the importance of trust within strata management, State Commissioner John Minns vouches for this step towards greater transparency in the sector. NetStrata, though insisting on the legitimacy of its procedures, pledges to enhance openness and cooperate fully with the ongoing investigation. And that's your weekly insurance news wrap, keeping you updated on industry happenings. Remember, for all your personal and business insurance needs, head over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, wishing you a splendid day, Australia.